Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
It's Thursday from our New York studio. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Listen, now that the spectacle of Donald Sterling is somewhat behind us, where do we go from here? Every time something like this happens, many people get all bent out of shape. They get up in arms and they get outraged. They hoop and holler, stomp their feet and yell at the television. Then they simmer down and ease back into their normal lives until the next outrage opportunity presents itself. While it is true that Donald Sterling's words were disgusting and vile, that's saying the nice things about it. He's not the only one. He's just the one who got caught, the one who gets the attention. Here's what CNN political commentator Mark Lamont Hill told me. He said, the Sterling controversy resonates with black people because it speaks to a bigger problem in their everyday lives. The sentiments expressed by Sterling play out in the daily racial, and here's what he called them, macroaggressions experienced by black people at work, school, and public space. He unwittingly confirmed what we intuitively knew to be true. Many people still hold on to anti-black racism. So he hit the nail on the head, especially with the microaggression part. You know about the microaggression part. Those microaggressions are the thousands of little pinpricks that happen on a daily basis, which cause many of us to sometimes overreact and blow up over the smallest transgression and lose our, you know what, as we say. How many times have you witnessed a friend or a coworker losing their cool over something that most white people around you didn't understand why you did it, but you did? How many times have a friend and a coworker pulled you aside and said, hey, man, hey, girl, chill out. You're scaring the white people. It's funny, but it happens. And when it does shake you back into reality. But back to my opening line. Where do we go from here? Seriously, think about it. Think about IMS, think about Paula Deen, think about all the other things that happen. Here's what I think. Americans have to stop assuaging their own guilt about racism by thinking that if they condemn someone like Donald Sterling or Paula Deen loud enough or forcefully enough, that they are free and clear and are no longer considered racist, that they are no longer racist because of it. That's not so. When it comes to racism, it's the everyday things that matter to most of us. Some of it may seem small. Everyday things like having a few black friends, if any, in your circle. Many people say, I'm not racist. And then you say, well, where are your black friends? I don't really have any. Think about who you hang out with. Like associating with or hiring mostly people who look just like you. Like moving to a black neighborhood because it's cheaper, but then not socializing with your neighbors because you secretly fear them. I witness that all the time where I live. Like not being able to tell black people apart. Like not being able to appreciate black beauty. Like thinking every black person in a store works there. No, I do not work in the Walmart. Okay? I could go on and on and on, but I'll stop there and I'll just let you think about it.
You're right, too. Don Lemon. Good job.